Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. My guest this morning is Dana Teague, who is with Hanley Wood, the company that does the Surfaces Expo show in Vegas every year. And you're the show director. How are you doing today?
Doing good. Looking forward to getting on a plane and getting to Vegas soon.
Yeah, I bet your life's getting ready to change. You've probably been working very hard to get ready for the show and make sure that not only the exhibitors have everything they need, but that there's a lot of attendees there to make everything worthwhile. Let's talk about that first. You know, I saw you just the other day in Germany at the Domotec show, and they just released those numbers, I think yesterday, that their attendance is around 40,000, which was up 12% from last year. That's encouraging. What do you think it's going to look like out in Vegas?
Yeah, I mean, our attendance is going to be up over last year's as well. You know, I think talking to attendees, talking to exhibitors, I mean, there's an air of optimism out there. And, you know, you mentioned going to Domotec, and, you know, we saw it there. There was that sense of optimism, and people are starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. In fact, some of our Hanley Wood folks just got back from the Builder Show. You know, saw the same thing there. I mean, people are ready to start doing business again. They're ready to move on, and it's exciting. I think cautious, but exciting.
Yeah. I mean, let me add, I just got back from the Carpet One show, and Eric Demery was there, and he was talking about, you know, they're moving from defense to offense. So, if they're getting ready to, what he said, change gears and put the foot on the pedal, they know that the consumer is going to come back this year and going to start spending. I would say I think we're going to be pleasantly surprised at the traffic we see out in Vegas.
Yeah, I definitely think so. You know, and I've been taking a lot of calls from exhibitors and attendees both, and people are excited. They're excited to get out there and to see what's new. And kind of to segue into that, I mean, we have over 130 brand new companies that'll be on the show floor at Surface this year.
Okay. So what does that bring your exhibitor count to?
Our exhibitor account is basically the same as last year. We have close to 700 exhibiting companies on the show floor, taking a little bit over 300,000 square feet.
Okay. You know, right now we're probably not going to persuade people to buy a ticket. Those that are going know they're going. So let's talk a little bit about, they're probably in the planning process. They're going to be there 2 or 3 days. Again, just to remind everybody, the show starts on Tuesday this year, which is, February?
It starts on Tuesday, February 2nd, with education starting on Monday, February the 1st.
Okay, that's right. The exhibit hall opens on Tuesday.
Tuesday and goes through Thursday.
That's right. So as people are planning, what are some of the things they need to make sure they don't miss?
Some of the, you don't want to miss things at this year's Surfaces. I would say we have 4 stages this year on the exhibit floor, offering free education throughout the show. The 4 stages, we have one on installation, one on design and trends, one on sustainability, and then one on business and technology. And we will have different sessions running throughout the week on these stages. And again, those are free for all attendees to visit. That's a change from what we used to do. We used to do just an installation stage. So now we're expanding the education that can be found on the show floor. Some of the other things, I mean, we've got a very, very strong conference lineup. In fact, our conference registrations are considerably up over previous years. So I think people are looking for that education so that they can move forward and be smarter in their businesses.
You know, I was talking to Phil Schremper with JP Flooring. He's out of Cincinnati area. He's primarily a builder account, but he does a lot of retail, too. And, you know, he's a big account. He's got one store, but I think he does $15 million out of it. And he said this year he's going to attend a conference. He goes every year, been going for the longest time, but he said this year he's going to attend a conference for the first time. So you've done something right there in getting the education seminars, I guess, on track for and something that's interesting that they want to hear. Back to those stages real quick. Is it going to be a place for them to sit down, the stages, or tell me how that's going to be laid out?
There is. There are seating for about 45 to 50 people at each of the stage areas. You know, and some of these sessions will be offered more than once. So if you miss it the first time, you check the schedule, and you may be able to get it at a later time.
Yeah. And your kickoff this year, the opening kickoff is getting the lead people in a lot of the different buying groups to talk. To give us a little detail on that.
Right. The buying groups, as well as some of our major retailers that are out there, they're being represented on the stage by NSA. And, yeah, it's retailers talking to retailers, you know, about what they can expect for the next year and how they've faced the challenges, and they've had wins and they've had some challenges, you know, but how that they're succeeding and how they're moving forward for next year. In fact, they had a conference call earlier in this week to prepare. I think those that will be in attendance there will be energized by what they hear.
And I think you've got Christine Whittemore coming, and she's going to be talking about social media and some areas around that.
She is, and, you know, she's got her blogs out there, and she's very big on the social media. And a lot of our conference programs are centered around social media and new ways that people can do business. One of the other things as we look forward, our exhibitors will be, we've offered them a tour of our new facility. We'll be moving next year in 2011 to Mandalay Bay. So they'll be taking a tour of the new facility on Monday, right before the show opens. So I think, again, that's getting them excited about the future.
So that's just for exhibitors?
That is for exhibitors, but if attendees want to come, they are more than welcome to join us. We'll definitely have the room.
All right, let's talk about that for a minute. Now, just real quick, the Surfaces got started, I think, in 1990, and for the first couple of years, it was over at the Las Vegas Convention Center. So in 1993, it moved to the Sands, and it's been at the Sands Convention Center since 1993 all the way until this year, which is the last year. So let's talk, next year when you move, what brought that about?
Well, there was going to be some construction done on the Sands, and we weren't real sure exactly what it was going to look like at the time, and so we needed to find a home for Surfaces. We did, and we're very excited about the move to Mandalay Bay. It's a much newer facility. It's updated. I think it's going to fit the image of Surfaces. It's just a very beautiful facility. It also offers a lot of amenities for both the exhibitors and the attendees, and the housing package around is going to be just awesome. We've got, of course, Mandalay Bay, the hotel, and then we also have, you know, some lower house pricing, too. We've got the Luxor, which is right next door, the Excalibur, New York, MGM. I mean, there's a wide range of facilities just within walking distance or a short tram ride away. It's a beautiful facility, and Surfaces is a beautiful show, so I think they're just going to complement each other very well.
And another dimension to it is, you know, Hanley Wood, and you too, I think you also are in charge of another show, which is the Stone Show, and you're actually going to bring the Stone Show in and have it run concurrently, aren't you?
Absolutely. Stone Expo Marma Mac Americas is going to co-locate with Surfaces beginning next year, and it's just a very natural fit. So many of our flooring retailers are doing things other than just flooring. They're doing countertops. They're doing cabinets, wall coverings. And so this is just going to add a new dimension that the retailers can see on the show floor.
And something you've added this year, I mean, you've added this dimension of the Las Vegas market. And correct me if I'm wrong, but if you have a badge that gets you in the market, or if you have a badge that gets you in Surfaces, those badges are welcome at either show, right?
Absolutely. We are doing reciprocal badging between the shows. There's also transportation between the shows. And also, if you don't want to take a shuttle bus, we will reimburse you for your cab fare between the show coming over to Surfaces. And so, you know, again, they primarily draw the designers. Surfaces primarily draws the distributors and the retailers. So, again, they're very complementary events to each other.
And next year, that's going to continue. I think the show moves to the last week in January. And the market's going to move to that same slot, too, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, we started talking about all the things that we could do together, and we decided to make it more than just a one-year partnership. So we will continue it in 2011.
Okay, great. Dana, I appreciate you talking to us. Look forward to seeing you in person. So you've been talking to Dana Teague, who is the show director for Surfaces Expo, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.